Let's turn now to the Facebook scandal we've been hearing about, and it seems the problem could have been much worse than we thought. I'm talking about the privacy scandal involving Cambridge Analytica. And today we've been told that the political consulting firm may have had access to the data of 87 million Facebook users. That's 37 million more than initial estimates. Facebook revealed the number in a blog post, and the company says it's making changes to limit the ways third parties can get a hold of data. So to discuss the latest, I spoke to cybersecurity and privacy journalist Stilgherrian, and he says even this latest number might not be correct.
It could easily be much more for two reasons. One is that it's obvious that Facebook doesn't keep track of these numbers itself. And the other one is that's only one way that Cambridge Analytica could have got data on Facebook users. We don't know whether there are any more pathways for that data to have got to CA. And in a sense, pretty much every marketing company that plugs into Facebook does that. You put an app that runs on the Facebook platform up, people start using it, and that app can harvest those people's social graph, as it's called. I mean, this is kind of Facebook's business model.
Now, this number of people affected, it was revealed in a blog post, and specifically towards the end of that post. In your view, was that a deliberate move?
Of course it was. Facebook wants to downplay this. Facebook definitely wants to make this seem like a one-off. Now, the only reason Facebook cares about this now is that their share price is down 15%, still falling.
Do you think that Facebook's done the right thing, though, by coming clear that the number of people involved was much worse than expected?
Have they come clear, though? I mean, we've got two numbers now. This is what amuses me, is that will we see a third number? And do they really know?
So let's chat Australia. From an Australian perspective, we've learnt that more than 300,000 people here may have had their information exposed. Can you tell me more about the value of that sort of data?
There is an entire marketplace in personal data, data harvested from one application, from one social media network, is combined with data from elsewhere by companies that are really just called data brokers. They gather this information, cross-match it, and use it to compile dossiers on us. And that becomes a mechanism for two things. One, it can be used to target advertising quite specifically at us. And the concern is when you combine that with the psychological profiling that Cambridge Analytica claims to be able to do, you can target those ads in a way that are much more likely to persuade you. The other possibility really is that this information can be used in ways to discriminate against us. In the United States, for example, there are companies that do employment screenings so that if you apply for a job with a company, a third-party organisation will use the data they have to advise whether that employee could be high risk, which means that the employer has plausible deniability. They were just told this person's a high risk and they don't know why.
Now, the ability to use email addresses and phone numbers to harvest data has been questioned during this scandal. What's the danger of being able to do that?
If you know someone's email address or phone number, you can cross-match that very, very easily with everything they've ever done anywhere using that email address or phone number. And it's very difficult for us to change that. We tend to keep email addresses and phone numbers for a long time. The difficulty here, I think, is lack of transparency. We don't know what these companies are doing. And even if we did know, we don't really have an understanding of how powerful this data is because the researchers themselves don't understand how powerful the data is. This particular controversy involving Facebook is starting to shape up as the one which may trigger a real change in government policies and regulation, but we'll see.
Cybersecurity and privacy journalist Stilgherrian.